Sketch up to date with Triple Team Traffic. Over again to KSL's Traffic Center. And Ricky, the storm really causing a mess.
Oh, yeah. And it brought traffic to a standstill in some spots. We still have really slow speeds southbound I-15 right out of the gate from downtown Salt Lake City all the way to 123rd South. They pick up again at Bangor. Northbound I-15 delays from the point of the mountain to the south interchange in Murray. Now, we're seeing some slowdowns on the 21st South Freeway both directions, but most of it is westbound between I-15 and I-215's West Belt. And on the West Belt, heavy and slow southbound from I-80 to Taylorsville. Dave Meekum?
Your drive coming into Utah County from the south end is actually improving a little bit right now. There's not any of the real heavy weather over the point, so traffic is picking up a little bit, but you're still going to be in the delays coming down out of Bluffdale area all the way over the point. They're moving a little bit better now, as I said. They get heavier, though, when you get down closer to SR-92, that typical trouble spot down past Thanksgiving Point and 2100 North. If you're northbound, you're going to pick up those slowdowns just as you're coming up on American Fork Main Street. That's going to be quite heavy up past Lehigh Main Street and even up to SR-92, and then that will start to pick up for you. Mark?
In the soup-like delays, northbound I-15 taking it Murray, South Salt Lake into downtown and up to the North Interchange. KSL travel time, really surprisingly, is only 24 minutes Salt Lake City to Farmington. You'll pick back up in Davis County before the Highway 89 split. In spots out into Sunset, Roy and Weber County, and then southbound delays coming from Ogden down to about the Clearfield area, and IFA is the perfect gift for mom this Mother's Day with beautiful hanging baskets. It's full of flowers that will bloom all season long. Buy today and get free Fertilome fertilizer. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.